Hey guys, welcome back to the Street Cop Podcast. My name is Dan Foster. I am your search and seizure instructor with Street Cop Training. I'm going to jump into the mailbag today, and I want to go over an answer to a question that comes up rather frequently.
111, 110. You trying to be a street cop?
Going through my inbox, my email, past few days, I've had a number of officers from different states reach out with the question of whether or not a canine alert on a vehicle gives police the ability to search occupants of that vehicle. So, coming from a state where you have the motor vehicle exception to the warrant requirement, a canine alerts on that vehicle, you have probable cause to search that vehicle, you can search that vehicle without a warrant. But, is a person in that vehicle treated like a container? In other words, United States v. Ross, California v. Acevedo, Wyoming v. Houghton, among others, address the police ability to search containers within a vehicle whenever they have probable cause to search the vehicle itself. Is a person treated like a container? Do we have the authority, do we have the ability to search a person who was an occupant of a vehicle when we have probable cause to search that vehicle, whether that probable cause be based on a canine alert or any other way that we've achieved probable cause to search that vehicle? Well, first problem is a person is not a container. A person is enumerated under the Constitution: persons, houses, papers, and effects in the Fourth Amendment. A vehicle, while it has a reduced expectation of privacy, persons have a heightened constitutional level of protection. And this was discussed particularly in 1948 by the United States Supreme Court in a case called United States v. DeRay. So DeRay, a 1948 case coming 23 years after the seminal motor vehicle exception case, Carroll v. United States. So we already have the Carroll Doctrine. What happened in DeRay is, the short version, the police pull over a vehicle with three occupants. Michael DeRay is a passenger in that vehicle. Probable cause developed to search the vehicle. Probable cause ultimately developed to arrest the other two occupants of the vehicle. But police have nothing on DeRay. Still, they search DeRay and they find contraband on his person and they arrest him. DeRay is ultimately convicted. He appeals all the way up to the United States Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ultimately holds that probable cause to search a vehicle does not extend to probable cause to search the occupants of that vehicle. So no, generally a canine alert or any other way you've achieved probable cause to search a vehicle does not automatically extend the authority to search the occupants of that vehicle. So you might be wondering, how then have some jurisdictions seemingly upheld these searches? Well, the answer is, it's not really what you think. Those cases are not as simple as dog alerts on car, police search occupants of the vehicle. There's more facts to it. You see, a search of a person requires either a search warrant, consent, or some other exception to the warrant requirement. Those exceptions could be a frisk for weapons, as in Terry v. Ohio, a search incident to a lawful arrest, or probable cause plus exigent circumstances. So, for example, looking at a case out of Georgia, Caffey v. State, police detected the odor of marijuana particularized to a person, particularized to the defendant. The court held that that odor, particularized to the defendant, provided probable cause to arrest. Now, the search of his person was a search incident to arrest, and it doesn't matter if the search preceded the arrest or what order it occurred in. Rawlings v. Kentucky says it can happen in any order so long as the arrest follows quickly on the heels of the search, and the information obtained in the search is not the basis for the arrest. You must already have probable cause. Another case out of the state of Texas, Foster v. State. That case dealt with probable cause plus exigent circumstances allowed for searching the occupants of a vehicle. So it is possible to search the occupants of a vehicle following a canine alert or following the establishment of probable cause for the vehicle. However, it's important to understand what the binding cases in your jurisdiction have said, and what the facts of your particular scenario are, and how they align with the precedent in your jurisdiction. So if you want to learn more about this stuff, check out streetcop.com for my upcoming course schedule. If you don't see a course in your area, if you want to host a course, you get free seats in the training for your agency. So check it out, streetcop.com. Until next time, I'm Dan Foster, your search and seizure instructor. Stay safe, everybody.